Vayera Elav Hashem Be'elonim Ve'elonim Mamre U'yoshev Pesach Ha'ol Kachol Mayom. So Chazal tell us that Avram was recovering from the circumcision. It was the third day, which apparently is the most painful. And God wanted to do the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. And then in the middle of discussions with God, and in the middle of discussion with God, he sees three people coming, and so from here, the Gemara deduces a famous principle. Godo hachnosos archim mikabolas pinei hashchina. Greater is entertaining guests than it is speaking to God. That through entertaining guests, you get closer to God. Mahu v'halachta bedrachav. Now we do acts of imitation, and he's telling us, greater is the mitzvah of hachnosos archim. Of course, the question is, how did Avram know that? So I once heard a piyah from Rav Nissen Alpert, a Talmud Muvak, a Ramoshan, as well in the name of Rav Soloveitchik, I heard later on, the same shot, or similar, is, we going out from Avram Avinu, but how did Avram know? It's not common sense. If God's in the middle of speaking to you, you're going to go leave God and take care of three angels or three strangers, three people you don't know. So how did Avram know it? So they say, Avram, because God told them, but we don't see God telling him. So what do you mean? He told them in an indirect way. Because we know the difference between the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu and everyone else is Zehadavar, that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to speak as close as you can upon him, face to face. And all the other Nevi'im only got to see maybe discussion where Bilam fits in, but putting Bilam out of the picture, they were able only to see like a Mara, like they came in a dream when they were spaced out. So one of the Ikarim of the Rambam is that we believe that Moshe Rabbeinu was Ava Nevi'im. He was separate than all the other Nevi'im. He had the ability to go ahead and see things that other Nevi'im couldn't see. That's why it's Torah Moshe, as opposed to other Nevi'im. Perhaps they just saw the message and they used their own words. Different differences between Nevuas Moshe and Nevuas other Nevi'im. However, the fundamental difference is only Moshe was awake. Everyone else was in a dream or some type of non-normal existence. They weren't non-normal, I mean they weren't awake like we're talking now, or like some of us are. So they point out that's how Avram knew, because usually, so what's Avram saying? Avram's saying, usually when I speak to God, it's pitch black, I'm spaced out, I'm sleeping, it's a nevuah, it's I'm not my usual state of affairs. And usually I see nothing. All of a sudden in the middle of speaking to God, for the first time I see these three people. So Avram was nobody's fool. Why is God showing it to me? He must be teaching me this halacha. A gedola hachnosis archa and bikabalas b'nei hashchina. So we learned it from Avram Avinu, but Avram Avinu learned it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we see throughout, the beginning, whether it's Hashem doing Bikur Cholim, we have hachnosis archim, we're going to have Nicham Avelu and Kfura, throughout from the Avram Avinu and all the Avos, as the Netziv writes, it's Sefer HaYashar. We're going how to be a mensch, follow Avram Avinu around for the day, and you'll see all the different chesed he's doing. Which leads us to the following question. We know we have a principle, mitzvahs trichas kavana. Mitzvahs require intent. So if one is eating matzah, shaking the dalad minim, shofar. So the Gemara tells us mitzvahs trichas kavana. Actually, it's a machokas in the Gemara. And it seems to be a steer in the Rambam. Because the Rambam, when it comes to matzah, seems to say mitzvahs ein striches kavana. By shofar, he seems to say mitzvahs striches kavana. There's different ways to reconcile, but the bottom line is, the Magen Avraham quotes from earlier sources, we paskin, at least on a mitzvah in our Torah, we say mitzvahs striches kavana. And everyone agrees, l'chadchila mitzvahs striches kavana. This is a post-facto machol. No one's saying don't have kavana. The question, if you do the mitzvah without the requisite kavana, do you have to repeat it? So, if it's a mitzvah min haTorah, under certain situations, one would have to, you wouldn't be yotze. So the question is, I know what kavana I have. Asher k'dishadah mitzvah v'tzivanu. It's a mitzvah from Hashem, that's my kavana. However, what should our kavana be when you're doing a mitzvah ben adam l'chaveiro? When you're going to do bikur cholim? You're going to do Nicham Aveilim. Is your purpose because Kach Sivo? I'm doing it because I don't care about the person per se. God told me to do it. It's the same Kavana I have Asher Kedeshelam Yisrael B'Tzivanu. Or do I say no? My Kavana is, my motivation is, of course, that God told me to do it, I'm going to do it. But my motivation is to be nice to the person. Is if I'm going... when you're going to the hospital to do Bikur Cholim, are you going to go is the person a chefzer shel mitzvah like a luav? Well, you go look around for a sick person and you don't feel his pain. He's just an object for you to do your mitzvah. Well, no. The purpose of Bikur Cholim is to make the person feel good so he gets better. At least I try to do everything I can, take care of his needs, pray, all the things that go along with Bikur Cholim. So what is my motivation? Is it Kach Siva Hashem? Like a mitzvah ben ana l'makom? Or do I say maybe my kavana for mitzvah ben ana l'chaveiro is different? So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in different places and many other mefarshim. So Rav Moshe writes in the Dibros Moshe and Baba Metzia. He writes, no, the kavana should be to be nice to someone. And how does he know that? Based on the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Shmona Prakim, in the sixth parak, he talks about, let's say a person has a treif in front of him, or he has a taiva to wear shadness, wool and linen together. So what should he say? Oh, treif food, pork chops, lobster, that disgusts me. I don't want any. Or shotness, or wool and linen. That feels terrible. I don't want to wear that. Or should you say no? As the Rambam writes, you say, Rotze ani. No, I'd love to eat treif. I love to eat the lobster. I love to eat the pork. I love to wear shotness. Aval ma'ese. What could I do? Avido shabbat shamayim. My father in heaven told me I can't. So that's why I'm not going to do it. So the Rambam says this is only by chukim, by kosh, kashrus, shatnez, and any other chok, one that we're just doing it because not a logical mitzvah, but a mitzvah sichlus, a logical mitzvah, not to steal, not to curse, not to cheat, or in a positive sense, to do bikur, do chesed, do bikur cholim, do nichum aveilim. Then I should say, no, I shouldn't say, I really don't want to do it. I really couldn't care less about the person. I have no interest in going to the hospital. But what could I do? God said I have to go. I mean, that's probably better than not going to the hospital. But what should you be doing? You should be going and saying, no, I want to go. I want to become a better person. I want to make the person feel good. So Rav Moshe and others quoting the Rambam. From this Rambam, it appears that it's a big difference between what he calls chukam and mitzvah sichlis, but we'll roughly say ben ana l'makom ben ana l'chaveiro. That when it comes to a mitzvah of a chok, then of course you do it. Why else am I doing a kach siva Hashem? But if it's interpersonal ben ana l'chaveiro, so then I want to do it to make sure I want to comfort the mourner. I want to make the sick person feel better and get better. So we see the motivation is that you should want to. Not that I shouldn't want Not that I'm not doing it because Kach Tziva Hashem, even though you know that could be part of it. You know that God did command us, but you're doing it. Your motivation is to make the person feel better, and that's what as well they write in the Pasuk and Parshas Mishpatim, my Bar Mitzvah Parsha, Im Kesef Talvez Ami. So it talks about loaning someone money. Im is always if. However, Rashi quotes from Chazal, sometimes in certain situations, even though the Torah wrote im, it doesn't mean if, but it means when. You have a mitzvah of lending money, so it means when. To the Shaila is, of course, if it means when you lend money, not if. So why did the Torah write if and not when? Why did the Torah write im? So that's the yisod. That's the so when it comes to lending money, when it comes to Be'anam HaChaveiro, you should do it like you have a choice. You don't really have a choice. God says you got to do it. God says you got to do chesed. But you should do it like you have a choice. And that's how the Gerari of the Mar explains as well. So that's the yisod of the Gedolei Achronim, Rav Moshe and others. The Chazon Ish says that way as well. And in fact, he even says it stronger in a certain sense. He says, so, you know, the way we're saying it, it's better, you should be doing it because of the kavana to make the person feel good, to feel better. The Chazon Ish goes even further and says, if you do a mitzvah ben adam l'chaveiro because kach tziva Hashem only, that's megaeres ha-mitzvah. That takes away from the mitzvah. If you say, oh, great, finally, I've been looking around all day, I've been trying to find someone sick so I could do my mitzvah bikur cholam. Wow, I've been waiting. I can't wait to find, thank God someone died so I could do the mitzvah of kura, etc. That takes away from the mitzvah. The whole purpose is, and that's how the famous three day esh, among others, by Mishael Achmanas. How come there's no bracha on the Shaul Achmanas? There are many answers, but the point being is, the whole point of Shaul Achmanas, as the Manas Levi points out, is for Sholem, to make peace, to create new friendships or people you had run-ins with. So how are you going to create a friendship? By saying, you know what? I got to do it. I have to give you this because God commanded me. That's not going to work. You know, like the famous story, someone, he had his first machlokes with his wife. So he went to the Mashkiach, and he told me, oh, what a silly thing. Just go bring a flowers. So he brings the flowers and says, here, the Mashkiach told me I have to give this to you. It might make the Sholem Bayis issues worse, not better. Because when you're doing something, you do it because you care about the person and you want them to feel better. If you're doing it because Kach Tziva Hashem on a mitzvah b'adam l'chaveiro, it can even take away from the mitzvah, it can even make things worse. And as well, they quote Rebbe Yoshev as well, has another Raya, Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Lametes, where the famous Gemara talks about someone was going to do Kivud Avaim, and the Gemara even talks about Kivud Avaim en Shiluach HaKan. You think the person will live forever, he falls off the ladder and dies right away. Aye, what about, it says Arichas Yamim, for these mitzvahs. So why would he die right away? Oh, but then the Gemara says, obviously it must be referring to Olam Haba, the next world. So Rav Yoshev asked, like, what do you mean? What's the raya? Maybe, as we know, we passed in Kivav Eims a mitzvah daraisa, mitzvah striches kavana, mitzvahs requiring intent. If you don't have kavana, you're not yotze. There is a whole minchas chinuch that maybe Kivud Avaim is mitzvah ben adam l'makom emet adam l'chaveiro, but we're working with the ben adam l'chaveiro side. The Lovaden, he says, obviously it must be that it's a mitzvah ben adam l'chaveiro, Kivud Avaim, you could do it not because kach tziva Hashem, but because it's the right thing to do. So we have many gedolei achronim on the side to do it for the motivation of becoming, making the person feel better. However, on the other side of the scale, we also have others. In fact, the Aruch HaShulchan, actually in Kivra Ve'em, Simen Reish Mem, Masifka, and Beis, he says, by even the mitzvah Sichlis, we do Kach Siva Hashem. You know, well, it's a pasuk in the Chumash there, by Kivra Ve'em, Kashia Sivcha Hashem. So it's the whole discussion, why Kashia Sivcha Hashem? So, because even Kivra, even mitzvah Sichlis, I have to do it because Kach Siva Hashem. And the Chafetz Chaim and the Avetz Chesed, other places seems to say as well, when you're paying a worker, that you should have in mind to fulfill many mitzvahs. So he seems to say, that you should do it because you have the Chafetz Chaim and the Aruch HaShulchan on one hand seeming to say Kach Siva Hashem, and others saying other ways. So, and here it's like, you can't have it both. The coin's got an ish. If you do a Kach Siva Hashem, you're going to make things worse. And according to others, if you don't do it that way, you're not yotzei the mitzvah. So it could be that, you know, we're always trying to make shalom among the gedolei achronim and rishonim or whoever. So perhaps there are two different sources here. And perhaps that could play a role in this machlokas, in what's the source of ben adam l'chaveiro. So on one hand, v'halachta b'drachav, that we do things this like you're merciful, I am. This like you take care of people, I do. So there's one source v'halachta b'drachav, and there's another source v'yahavta l'orecha kamocha, that you have to treat your neighbor like yourself. So many mefarshim explain. There's two aspects of the mitzvah of ben adam l'chaveiro. In other words, there's two parts, because it's you, the one doing the chesed, and there's the one receiving the chesed. So v'alachta b'drachav, that's when we focus on you, the one doing the chesed, that the point being is, you do it to make yourself a better person. By you going ahead, by you doing bikur cholim, by you going ahead and doing something to make a person get better quickly, to do nicham aveilim, so you're imitating God. You're doing acts of mercy, and we know a person's affected by their actions. The more good deeds you do, the impact on you. So therefore, there's valachto bedrachav, is the impact on you. And then there's v'ahavta l'rei'cha kamocha, is result-oriented. It's making sure that the person gets the job done. So for instance, let's say a person is walking down the street and he drops $20, $50, and lo and behold, an ani picked it up. So there's a chazal and the Sifrika then quotes in Parashas Yisaitse that you get the mitzvah of tzedakah. I didn't even know I did it. How could I get the mitzvah? So clearly it's the Yahavta L'Reicha Kamocha aspect. It's the result oriented in terms of, you know, in terms of doing it. So Yahavta L'Reicha Kamocha, it's very result oriented. You're helping the ani, even if you don't have kavana. So therefore, maybe that's the mitzvah saying tzrichas kavana. V'alachta bedrachav, I'm doing it because I want to do. God commanded me to do all these things, and God commanded me to be a baal racham, and to be someone who is a good person, someone who shows mercy. So therefore, that I have the kavana to become a better person. So you need the kavan in that. So when one is involved in chesed, one has to keep in mind the two different aspects of chesed. On one hand, it's v'halachto bedrachav, and that perhaps maybe it's more of a mitzvah striches kavan. I'm doing it. I want to imitate God. He gave me the mitzvah, and obviously ultimately it's to become a better person. And as I think. I think it was the Vorka Rebbe, someone once asked, who was a big Baal Chesed, and they asked the son, or it could have been a yeshiva, what pasuk best describes your father? So expect him to say v'yahavta, or maybe I think it was the son. So they expect him to say v'yahavta l'reicha kamocha. Instead, he said v'yahavta l'shem alokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha. So what's Pshat? He said because, and also they say a similar story with the Chafetz Chaim. They asked his son, like, what midah? Could you give me like one midah? And he said, I can't give you any midah, because the Chafetz Chaim, when he was supposed to be harsh, he was harsh. When he was soft, he did whatever God commanded him, whatever he thought God wanted from him at the time, whatever the situation required. So we have to say Mokecha v'chol levavcha. Is he's saying, how are you going to do chesed? Did I imitate God, and that's how I become a Baal Chesed. In terms of that, those are the different aspects we find in terms of, and that's Gedola Hachnasus Archem Mikabolas Bnei Hashchina. That the question, how, you know, which way do I get closer to God by doing, by just talking with God? Or do I become closer to God doing v'halakta bedrachav? And that's what the Gemara is telling us. Gedola haknasas archa mikabal. Gedola. That you get more out of it. You get closer to God by doing haknasas archim, which is both v'halakta bedrachav and v'yahavta l'reicha kamocha. And the effort gedola haknasas archim. And those are the different things we have to keep in mind when we do chesed. The two aspects of chesed, v'halakta bedrachav, and v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha.